We are learning Mesechus Brachos, Daf Mem Beis, Amud Aleph, and we're beginning a mamish on top of the Amud, Rav Huna. So the Gemara, Rav Huna ochal tleisa rifti, he ate 13 rolls, b'nei tlosa tlosa b'kava. There was 3 rolls per kav. A kav is 24 bayim, that means each roll was 8 bayim. He ate 13 times 8. He ate 13 rolls that were the size of 8 bayim, which is very big. V'loi birch. And he didn't bench afterwards. Omalei Rav Nachman told him, Adi Kafna, this is Adi is also like Zois. He said, this is a hunger eating. This is eating for, you know, to be full. Ella kol shachem koyim lav suda tzarach levarach. Anything that other people are kaveh suda on that amount, you have to bench. Even on Pas Baba Kistan. Like when we're in the Rishayin, I'm talking about Pas Baba Kistan here. And he's saying still that if you mikaveh suda on it, then you have to bench. And what's Kaveya, what's Kaveya Suda? So the really machlok is Rambam and Rosh. Here it says Kol Sha'achirim Kaveh Lo Tzarach Levarach. So it's mashma, even for him that's not what it is. Look, I'll read you the lashon of the Rosh. It brings the Rabbeinu Moshe. It says the Machirim Einim Kaveh, Mafilu Kashahu Kaveya Einim Varach. If other people are not Kaveh in this much, even though he's Kaveya, That's not you don't bench. The boss of Rebbe Zinon, or both died at Kaladam. And a Rebbe argues, what we pass like this Rebbeinu Moshe, so that means if a guy eats 2 crackers, says, I'm Kaveya Suda, then of course you don't bench. It has to be a normal amount that other people eat for a Suda. And so we're in the Rishonim more so that if you eat with other foods, that gets included. That if you eat, let's say, and the Mishpura brings down also, that means if you eat, let's say, 3-4 bayim of possible a kistin, and then you eat together with other things like fish and meat, then that's mitzarif, and then that can make a kaviya suda. Zok to Gemara Vaita. Rav Yehuda have osik lei lebrei be Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva. Rav Yehuda did a shidduch with his son to the daughter of Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva. So Rav Yehuda did a shidduch with Rav Yehuda. You see, both Muchatanu had the same name. Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chava over here in the Agoyis says that from here the shtick of Rai, not like the Rav Yehuda Chassid, that holds that you're not allowed to have 2 machatanim with the same name. Because here is a voyeur that had 2 Rav Yehudas who had the same name, and still they did a shidduch with each other. So he points this out, that L'chayra, he says, Mekan muchach d'lohem akpidim lahasi l'misha shemois aviyem shavim. That they weren't makbid if the 2 machatanim had the same name. V'chein shem achas v'shem chavim, definitely brings a different raya. He said, here's a raya. So someone to answer the raya that there's different gears, just Bar Chaviv and Rabbi Yehuda, but it seems like Pashat is a raya, not like Yehuda Chassid from here. Aisilu Kamei will pass above a kistin. So at the Chasana, they brought pass above a kistin. Ki asa, Shaminu dukom avarchi ha-moitzi. He heard that his mechutin saying ha-moitzi. Omlu, ma tzitzi de koshamana? What's the lashon tzitzi? Because ha-moitzi, mitzi, what do I hear? Dilma ha-moitzi lechem la-aretz? Are you making ha-moitzi on pass above a kistin? Kom ha-chisu? Amrlay in. Yes, the Tanya my name is Rabbi Huda, pass above a kistin, Varchalava Mighty, make a mighty. But my small lock grab muna and small said we pass no gramuna. Amalahu ain't a lock grab moina. We don't pass a gramina, it's not that. Amrlay Vahamar Dama, you yourself said shmade the small lachmanias, which is pass above a kistin, ma'arvin behemic use for Arif. So must be lechem, umvachla mighty, make a mighty. Zok tomorrow, Shani Hosom the Kova Sudosa Lai. If you cover Sudosa Lai, then you make a mighty. Avahechel Kova Sudosa Lai Lai. But if you're not Kaveya Suda, then you don't have to make a mighty, you make a Mazinus. So it comes out in this Gemara is that if Passover Kistin is Kaveya Suda, Passover Kistin, you have to make a mighty and bench. If you're not Kaveya Suda, you do not have to, you make a Mazinus and you don't have to bench. Now, what is Passover Kistin? So there's 3 pshat in Rishonim what Passover Kistin is. The Rabbeinu Chananel learns Passover Kistin means something that's filled. It's Passover Kiss, like kiss. It's something that's filled with peiros and other sweet things. It's filled with that. The Rambam learns Passover Kistin something that's made peiros, and it's nikkah that made peiros. When you're eating it, you taste sweet. It's very sweet. And Rashi seems like that pshat also, because the words, you can't eat so much of it, that's why it's called Passover Kistin. And the 3rd pshat of Passover Kistin is something that's brittle. It's like crackers. That's a 3rd shot. And the Mechaber says that if you have any one of these 3 things, that's enough to make the Passover Kistin. But already, as we know, the Shiloh's pizza, there's no real tzad, it's Passover Kistin. Which one is it? Is it brittle? No, it's not brittle. Is it made pears? No, most pizza shops don't put made pears in it. And even if they do, now one pizza shop, a regular pizza you buy doesn't put made pears in it, only water. And so, but anyway, you don't taste it anyway. Some frozen pizza have made pears in it, but regular pizza don't have it. Terrence says, it must be other reason, filled. It must be filled, possibly kissed. And even if you find the pizza shop that puts apple juice in it, it's not enough that you can taste it. So then it's not negated. Only if you could taste it. It has to be right. Tasting it, it's not negated, the made pears. So what's the reason? If you ever ask someone, I'll just tell you a little secret. No one knows why they make a mozzarella stand pizza. No one knows. I've asked anyone. I'll tell you the real reason why they think maybe is because it's filled. It has cheese on it. So it's like filled. It's like the Rebbe Chananel's reason. What's the problem with that? The Mechaber in Kuf Samaches Sif Yud Zayin says that if you have a pashtido that's filled with meat or cheese, and one other thing, it's not called pasul v'kisten. Why? Because that's things you eat for the soiva. It's things you eat l'soiva. You eat cheese and pasul l'soiva. So Mechaber says, klar, there's no thing is filled by cheese. So what's the pshat? Anyone makes some pizza? So first of all, most of it is amaratzis. Most of it. There is a shmua from a Moshe in the 1960s that he said it's mezainis. So they said the reason is then it was eaten as a snack. So the Derech Chaim said if you take something eaten as a snack, that can mafkir the hamoitzi. The other pshat is that there's a taz that says that that even cheese, if you're eating it as a snack, it's enough to make it into mezainis. So that's the Reshoyim pizza. So,
why
are you
saying cheese? What about sauce?
What? Sauce? I'm saying that sauce is not enough of a, like, a, that's not going to mafgia the thing. It's like, if you take a piece of bread and you're cooking it with sauce and cheese, so you're making, that's not like,
a few weeks ago, somebody put out the countries.
Right. I don't know, because I'm saying, I didn't see it. This is already optimized. This is some, this time I'm saying over is from 1991, 1992. But
the people are crap, even if you do make a mozzarella stand pizza,
If you eat then
any french fries, then you have to with it.
No, right. I know, but it's right. You have to know what the shear is of the kveitzu, right? So other people, another thing, so if you eat enough of it anyway, but that's more like a subjective, already. How much is a meal? Like, you know, you tell me, that's why some people say even if you make a mozzarella, it's two slices to make a mozzarella, because it could be a suda already. That's where it comes from. But I'm telling you, it's a bite on a stickle mistake that there's no mozzarella stand pizza. It's a stickle mistake that maybe you can find up as like, you know, some svara, but against alumnus, but I'm just making mozzarella pizza like that. That's not a shkafer shayna, it's hamaitzi. It's a piece of, it's a bread with some cheese on it. It's like real cheese. That's a shkafer shayna. You want to find it, some mozzarella, no problem. Anyone come here, radical chuvas, mozzarella, mamish, call it kavod. But just to make a mozzarella, because everyone else makes a mozzarella, that's called nothing less than amaratzis. It's pashat amaratzis, that's what it is. I'm telling you from my mind, I was just a few weeks ago in a pizza shop, and the guy asked, the pizza shop was in Village Pizza, and the guy asked him, "Is your pizza mezainis?" So he said, "No, it's hamaitzi." That's the owner said. Whatever, owner, if it's the owner, the cashier says, "Hamaitzi." So I turned to the guy. I said, "Why do you want to know? I want you made Paris." I asked him, "Made Paris?" No, made Paris in it. So I said, "Why?" So I said, "Why do you make a mezainis?" And I asked him. So he's blank. I said, "What? Could your friend make mezainis?" He said, "Yeah." That was the story. All right, the guy. Tell you why to show you. Okay, the vayter. So tomorrow vayter. Rav Papa. Ikla lebe Rav Huna, breder Rav Nosson. Rav Papa, Ikla lebe Rav Huna, breder Rav Nosson. Rav Papa went to Rav Huna, breder Rav Nosson, bust the gar misudasa. But Rav Papa went and ate by Rav Huna, breder Rav Nosson. Bust the gar misudasa, you, after the suda, they finished, they ate the suda together. And they finished the suda, Aisila kamayo midi lemechel. They brought him something to eat. Like, they were finished the suda already, and brought him to eat. Shaka Rav Papa, b'ka'akal. Rav Papa took it and ate it. Amrulei, loy savalei mar gomar osam alechel. You never heard this thing that after you finished eating, you're not allowed to eat anymore? What's a pshat? It means that once you finish eating, you should bench right away, like Rashi explains. Ashivar berachas amazon. Because once you're mesiyah das mesuda, it's ki'ilu you said, I'm going to go ahead and bench. And if you said you're going ahead and bench, you should bench right away. So they asked their papa, he's saying, they brought him some food, and he, when they ate it, said, you don't hold that when you finish eating, you have to bench, you can't just eat. And it could be, I'm saying, Tosfos speaks that it could be if you make a bracha, that's fine, just here you didn't even eat with a bracha, you just ate it. Amrulei, amalahu, salak itma. It's only if they were masalak the table, the masalak the lechem, everything from the table, so then you can't eat anymore. But here they weren't masalik yet. Here they weren't masalik the shulchan. Nothing more of it. Another similar story. Rabbi Avzer Iklubei Reish Kuluso. They went to Reish Kuluso to eat the suda. L'basa tesliku takam kamayu. After they moved the table, here they removed the table. Shadrul who risked on a very exclusive, they sent like another portion from the kitchen to eat. Rava achel, Rava ate, Rav Zer la achel, Rav Zer didn't eat because now he's ready to bench, he can't eat anymore. So Rav Zer asked Rava, don't you hold off this halacha that if you finish the suda, you're not allowed to eat anymore? Amalei, anan ataka the reish kalusa samchinan. I don't have my own das. I am soimech on taka the reish kalusa, on the table reish kalusa, on the das of reish kalusa. That's the soimech on. Like these days we have like the das balabayis. You soimech on the das balabayis. Otherwise, the thing, that's, we can't decide what the end of the suda is. And if you look at Tosis, the end of Ataka, it says, "V'niru chain tzarich levarach kluso soimchen al shulchan balabayis." Everything go to balabayis, and it could be it's even a person's wife. They soimchen that whatever they bring out, it's not called the end of the suda until the balabas decides the end of the suda. There's got a murder digger Tosis over here that what happens if someone Pesach night before he'd have to come says, "Have love in the varach, let's go bench." So we say, "Let's go bench." You have to bench. You can't eat any more bread. You would have to make a mitzvah again. So what happened? What should you do? Zok Tosis that you could eat the avikayim. Why? So Tosfos says, "Danan ataka de rachmono samchinam." We're saying on the table of Hashem. He tells us what to do, and therefore he says that you could still eat avikayim. He says, "Once you bench, then don't worry about it. After you bench, don't worry. Don't wash again and eat avikayim." That's Tosfos speaks out. It's only before you bench. We even say avlov and avarich. You could eat avikayim because you're saying ataka de rachmono. Omer Rav. Right, so that's not finished the suda until like, you know, that suda is regulated by the Torah, not by the Chacham, not by your wife. So therefore, that's still common, it's still one of the courses, and until you actually bench, you still can be Sarmach and Taka Rahmana. It's a big chiddush. Omar Arab, Haragul B'Shemen, Shemem Akba, if someone is used to washing his hands with shemen after eating. In those days, they didn't have so much water, so after they finished eating, their hands were dirty. So they ate a lot with their hands. So after they finished eating, they used oil, they had good oils those days, good smelling oils and everything. So they used to wash their hands with oil. So a rugel of a shemen, ma'akvoy. If he's rugel, that after he finishes eating, he rubs his hand with shemen, so then, if he even finished eating and he didn't rub his hands with shemen yet, it means his suda is still going and he can eat without a bracha. Omar Rav Ashi, Kavina be Rav Kana, Omar Lon, going anan de regilina mishcha, mishcha makva. Rav Kana told him that us, that we wash our hands with oil after the suda, so that keeps the suda going. Zogti Gemara, v'les hilchus l'kol yishmaitza. We don't hold like anything we just learned. The suda doesn't finish with taking away the table. The suda doesn't finish with shemen, with siluk. That's not how the suda finishes. The suda finishes. There's three things that have to be miyad. Have to be right away. Take of a smicha shchita. We know before you bring a carbon, you put your hands on top of the carbon and you masvada. You say vidui. So that has to be right before shchita. Take of a geula tefila. We know that when you say gal yisrael, you're supposed to daven right away without a hafsik. And take of a tilas dayan bracha. Right after mayim achroinim, you're supposed to bench, and that's called the end of the suda. Tosfos speaks out that also havlom nevarach is the same thing like bracha achroina, like mayim achroinim. That Havlom Nevarach is the same thing as Mayim Achroinim. If you say Havlom Nevarach, also has the simen of the end of the Suda. The Rebbeinu Yonah argues on this, holds that Havlom Nevarach is not enough. You have to wash Mayim Achroinim. And both days are brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Ayin Tes. So that's Machlaikis. But when you wash Mayim Achroinim, you have to bench right away. On Abaya, there's a fourth takeif. Af Olonema takeif Tamid Chomim Bracha. If you get near to Midr Chomim, there's bracha. Shnema vayivarcheni Hashem v'golecha. I was talking about Lavan and Yaakov Avinu. That Yaakov Avinu came to Lavan and right away he got benched. Because Yosef came to the mitzvah's house, he got major bracha. Because take of Midr Chomim is bracha.